And good Tuesday morning. Thank you for tuning in to the Wham! Wake-Up Call with Linda Hughes and myself, Gary Wellings. You've given me
That's
the big
right.
chair. Yes.
I see you're wearing red. That's excellent.
I am wearing red today, and I would encourage anyone going to the polls, and even if you're not going to the polls, doggone it, show your support.
Well, this is as red as I could get, and I'll tell you why. All the women will relate to me because I put on my red turtleneck today, and I look like a giant tomato. And I thought, Trump, I love you. I'm voting for you. I'm doing my best to get you over the finish line, but I cannot wear a giant red shirt that makes me look like a big red tomato. So I have my red, white, and blue flag scarf on over my trendy black turtleneck.
Right.
And people will know. They'll just know. They'll look at me and go, oh, that's a Trumpster. Yeah, that's a, what are we, deplore?
We're the deplorable. We've been doing deplorable radio on this station for decades.
Decades now.
Yeah,
right.
Absolutely.
Right.
So we are the deplorables.
We are.
Yeah, I went with the red polo shirt,
that
whatever
looks good.
It is, over top of
You're
my.
Looking sharp.
What do they call this? The blue underwear.
Long underwear.
Thermal
yeah.
underwear. I got the hick thing going on, man.
It's good.
I'm a redneck. I'm proud
it's good.
Of it.
Hey, you know who else is a redneck? Bill Clinton.
Yes.
I'm not kidding, remember?
Yes, he is.
He came out and he goes, I'm kind of a redneck.
Yeah, he's a crackle.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
When I look at him, I think hillbilly.
Well, it is election day.
It is. Thank
God. Now, you haven't voted. You told me you hadn't voted
God.
Yet, right?
It's over. I have not voted yet. Wouldn't that be ironic if I forget to vote today?
No, we won't let you forget. I got to tell you, this is probably the most nervous I've been since even before my very first day doing radio here.
Wow.
And it's not because of the radio, per
yeah,
se. It's
right.
because I'm sick to my stomach.
Because of what today is.
What
I know.
What today
I
is.
Know. Yep,
this,
a lot of people are.
This is a survival election. And this is, the next 2 hours we have to get those never. And I still found a few this morning at Twitter. First thing I did was get up.
Oh.
Right?
Yep.
And started working on some of the never-Trumpers.
Right.
Because they're always out there trolling.
Right.
But before we get into that, normally we do a break, business break or something.
Mm-hmm.
But you are far more religious than I am. But I got to tell you.
I am.
In the last
I'm just kidding.
72 hours.
Nobody's religious. It's a relationship, not religion.
Yeah. Well, you have a better relationship with the Lord. So I'm going to go out of my way here and say, Linda, can you do a quick prayer for Donald Trump this morning? Not for Donald Trump, for us, for
right.
our country.
Right.
To just a quickie. I'm not asking for a lot,
Should we hold hands?
Sure.
Can we do the Glenn Beck thing?
I'll hold
one hand, Dear Lord, we thank you for your grace and your mercy and the love that you show and have shown this country. We know that everything is in your control and in your hands, and that gives us a great sense of relief. However, Lord, we know that this election is a big deal today. We know, those of us who have been following it, we feel that Donald Trump has been put in place by you, not the perfect candidate, but your candidate, Lord. And we feel that he would make the right decisions to keep our country free to worship you on the right track in so many ways. So we just ask that you would give people wisdom today. Those who may be going to the polls who don't know who they're voting for, give them that little extra nudge, Lord, to lead them in the right direction. We know that you will have our backs whatever way this goes, but we know that you don't want someone in who will bring our country further from you, away from America, which was founded on you, Lord. We know that that will not be the case if Hillary Clinton is elected. So we ask your blessing today. We pray for everybody going to the polls for the safety of all the voters. We pray that you would be with those working at the polls, all the other good Christian people who are running for office, Lord. We pray that you would be with them. And just look down on us, Lord. We as a nation are asking for your intervention and your deliverance right now. We thank you for everything. We love you. We praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
All right. So, look, you moved me. Did you feel it?
I felt the spirit.
Did you feel
yes.
the spirit?
Yes.
I'm close to tears.
And
thanks, you know
Gary.
What? I am not. I rarely go to church. I was brought up Episcopalian.
That's okay.
And which is what the close. It's almost English Catholic.
I think
right?
it's. I was going to say.
It's almost English
Catholic.
I think
you're Catholic,
but,
right,
but I don't.
Right.
I don't go to church.
Catholics are Christians.
Ever.
It's all right.
And when I do, I go to this nice little place called Living Water up in Whitmore
right.
Lake.
Oh, I've seen signs for that. It looks great.
Pastor,
yeah.
I don't know if Pastor Dan's there anymore. He used to be the pastor
yeah.
there. He was a great guy. It was one of those places you'd walk in, And if you hadn't been there 6 months, it didn't matter. But every time he spoke, I thought, ooh.
You felt it, yeah.
He's talking to me.
Yeah.
What does he know about me that I don't know?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So anyways, but enough is enough.
He knows that we're all the same. I mean, we're all in the same boat. You said I was more religious than you. No, I'm not.
Yeah.
And God doesn't like religion either. It's all about a relationship
with
Jesus.
Well, it was amazing last night. You know, I just happened to mention maybe we should say a prayer on Twitter, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I did a little one, and it took off like gangfire. People were like, let's all pray together because it helps to do it at the same time.
It sure does.
Now, we had Eastern time, Western time, Mountain time, whatever. It was a problem, but we all said, whatever.
You God's know, not going to hold that against you.
Exactly.
Well, I would help the country, but these people in the Western Pacific time, they were just not involved.
Yeah.
So,
well, we've got time. And what I want to tell people is, you know, this is an election of survival, folks.
It is.
For you never Trumpers who are still mad that either Cruz or Rubio or whoever didn't get in, number one, let me say this. Let's do this common sense stuff. You can't get into the Super Bowl if you don't win the AFC or NFC champion, folks.
Right.
It's that simple.
Right.
Every one of those other 16 Republican candidates was lacking the number one qualification to become president of the United States.
Right.
You have to win a primary.
Right.
If you cannot get enough people in this country, and I don't care if they're Democrats, Republicans, Independents, whoever.
Right.
If you can't open the tent big enough to get enough votes to win the primary, you will never, never win.
Yeah, and he motivated
election.
The people.
He motivated.
And this is what the Republicans have been whining about for decades.
A bigger tent.
We need a candidate that can bring in people from the other side who isn't, you know, totally socially, you know, whatever their religious, you know, beliefs are, who's not always just on that bandwagon. And then you get somebody who is exactly that, but who also connects with the evangelicals and the Catholics and the religious folks to support life and the other things, but they're not, you know, so far right that the left won't join them. So he brings over the union people and a lot of the Democrats. And then they're like, nah, we don't like him.
Yeah.
I'll never forget John Kasich saying, you know, real smugly, and I like John Kasich. He's a super nice guy. But he said, Trump will not be our nominee. And he said it with a little, you know, almost like a, he will not be. I can't remember who was asking. And the guy said, well, but what if he is? He goes, oh, he won't be. You can bank on that.
Yeah. Those,
like,
are
really?
Those are closed-minded people.
Or people who know the system is rigged.
Yep.
And that he knew
that
they would never let that happen.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? It's happened.
It has happened. And he's done just a spectacular job, whether you like him or not. And let's say this, because Ed Bondarenko, who does a show with me pretty often,
right.
he says it best. He says, I'm not asking you to vote. In fact, I can read it to you. It's simple. I'm not asking you to vote for Trump. I'm asking you to vote to slow immigration, because there's not enough jobs for all of us right now.
Right.
Okay. If you want to look at it from a straight common sense standpoint, not enough jobs for all of us who want jobs right now.
Yeah.
Right. I'm asking for a tighter, more secure border to stop drugs from coming in and to stop violent people from coming over here and raping and killing our children.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
How can anybody be against
that?
I'm asking for a stronger military that only goes out when necessary and then without its hands being tied.
Yes.
It's not fair to send our troops, our best men and women, to go out and then say, well, don't shoot unless you're sure at first, or you know that they're the bad guys or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, it's war. Right. And in war, innocent people sometimes die. It happens.
Right.
You can't go out with your hands tied behind your back and expect to fight properly. You just can't. I'm asking to stop offshoring U.S. jobs with trade deals like TPP.
Right.
Why do we keep doing that?
Which we know she was for, whatever she says
she
now.
She says whatever she wants now. Yep. I guarantee you, folks, and I'm talking to you union guys.
Right.
UAW, AFL, CIO, SEIU, anybody.
Yeah.
I'm talking to you. Your jobs will disappear with another TPP. You think NAFTA was bad?
I was
bad?
Just going to say that. NAFTA was just a start.
Yeah, it was just a start.
Right.
They will offshore our jobs.
Right.
And to make matters worse, what they're going to do is they've been telling us, well, we're going to retrain you for tech jobs, right? We're going to retrain you. That's great. How about those of us that got retrained into a tech job and now with H-1B visas, instead of paying us 80 grand for our tech job, they're paying a guy from India 60 grand.
Right.
And giving them an H-1B visa.
We'll find another place for you guys. We'll, let's see, you can all be writers and actors.
And our service jobs, what are we going to do? You're giving those to the illegal aliens.
Right.
You know, so what are we supposed to do? Yeah. What are you trying to do to us? Murder us?
Right.
Quarantine us? Put us in a camp somewhere?
Yeah. Well, it's all about the globalization of the world because they realize their profits and their power. That's all it is. It always comes down, you said this yesterday, it was great. It always comes down to good versus evil, and it always comes down to money and power. Those are the two things they want, money and power. Yeah. So if you're looking at the globe, you look at America. America's great, but it's not huge. It's not super huge. But if you can control the whole world, you know, that's a little bit more money, a little bit more power. And, you know, that's why I think they did this internet thing with, you know, putting the UN in charge of the internet. What is that?
Right. It's the first step.
It's the first step.
Closing down the last freed communication lines we have, which is the internet.
Exactly.
Absolutely. I'll do my, what does Alex Jones say? The global elite scum. Yeah,
where's
they're
Drake?
Out there.
Where's Drake when you need him? Yeah, I can't do it. I'll hurt my throat.
Well, let me finish this because I'm asking for education to be handled by the states and the communities, not the feds.
Right.
Right. Because if your community maybe is more religious, maybe you want a little religion, and maybe that's in Dearborn. Maybe you want a little Muslim action in your schooling system in Dearborn. Well, that's fine. If that's your community, then do it. You know, out here in Methodist country or whatever you're at, maybe you want that.
But
or maybe,
no Sharia law.
No
under
Sharia
any
law.
Any circumstances.
Yeah, well, the Constitution reigns supreme. And you know what? There's my final. If you want the Constitution to continue to be the law of the land, as it was written by our forefathers, doggone it, vote Trump. Because Hillary Clinton will put one, two, maybe three people in there who don't like the Second Amendment. And I guarantee you, they come for your Second Amendment. They're coming for your First Amendment.
Right. They'll do the second first because then you can't fight back.
Then you can't
then
fight
the first,
back. Yeah, what do they
then
say?
All of them.
The most important amendment of all is the Second Amendment because it protects all
the rest.
Others.
Exactly.
Pastor Rick just joined us.
Hello.
Hello, Pastor Rick.
I just got
Somebody's later than me. Amazing.
Well, I went to the polls. And,
oh, good
and
for
I
you. They're full,
I got
aren't
there
they?
At 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
I mean, actually, I was there before 7 o'clock, and the line was already huge. Mm. But I have a story to tell you on this.
Oh,
actually,
good.
A couple of
good story?
Stories. Two stories.
Okay,
two stories.
Let's hear.
First of all, I've always seen a lot more Trump signs out in my neighborhood. And normally, it's a very Democrat area. And normally I see a lot more Trump signs. Going to the polls this morning, I noticed about 50 more Trump signs get put up. So these are people that didn't want them up in the yards and save them for election day. So coming in, I literally have seen, I would say, at least 100 Trump signs going to the polls and 5 Hillary signs. So as I'm in line, this is the story. As I'm in line, waiting, there's a gentleman, they brought their daughter with them, who's about 10 years old, and they're going to show her what election is like, and he's wearing his red shirt, and we're talking, he says, yeah, I listen to you guys on Wham, I love Wham, he really loves, and his wife is wearing a blue shirt. And so the wife's got to go to the car.
And the kids got red and blue stripes.
And the kid's wearing you're close, wearing a red shirt with a blue jacket. So the wife says, you know, I forgot something in the car, and he went, and I played this clip on my smartphone, and I showed it to him. I had to wait until she left, because she was bigger than me, she scared me. And so I showed her husband this clip, and it's only about 48 seconds. I had to pull up the clip for it. I want you to hear it. Now, this is something from Bob Hope. In one of his movies, just to set the scene. I says, do you like Bob Hope? And he goes, yeah, I love Bob Hope. I says, watch this clip. And if we can play that clip right now.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, seems a certain voodoo priest who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
So that's great.
I showed him that. He busted up laughing. And now the daughter's being very quiet and silent. Mm-hmm. And she watched the video, but she didn't say anything. Yeah. She didn't laugh. So we get beyond the point where you can't do any campaigning and we're walking. And I'm not really paying attention to what's the conversation now that the wife is back that they're having. And next thing I hear is this 10-year-old girl say, Mommy, I don't want to be a zombie like you.
Oh, no. breaking up families.
Well, it's funny. In Brighton yesterday, I was driving, and it wasn't yesterday, it was Sunday, and we drove past one house, and there was the Trump sign, dead even, right next to the Clinton Kane sign. I'm like, oh, there's a divided family.
Wow.
You know, the man
wow.
and the woman and the man, whatever.
Right.
You know, you don't know which is which, but they obviously came to agreement. We're going to put them both.
Both next to each other.
Right.
That's
next
funny.
To each other, yeah. So families do break sometimes along those
lines. Oh, I know a lot of families that are, you know, husbands for one, wives for the other.
I don't know that many families like that in
this
election.
Yeah,
in past
I
elections,
do.
Yes. This one, I'm not seeing that as much. And it was unbelievable when I drove, just the number. Understand, I live in what's normally a Democrat stronghold.
Right.
Yeah.
But
Wait, are you in Ipsy?
No, I'm in Augusta Township.
Augusta, okay.
Yeah, and two of our prior clerks that are very Democrat both have Trump signs up.
Yeah. Wow.
You know what surprised me? Pete Lucido is a Democrat, state Democrat, state senator or House of Rep, whatever. He's up in Macomb Township,
okay.
I think, or Macomb County. Voting for Trump. He was on Let It Rip the other morning.
Oh, wow.
Supporting Trump. And I was
like,
you got to be kidding
that
me.
Is,
that
there's
is
a lot
awesome.
Of, there's a lot of crossover. There really is. It's unbelievable.
Now, I heard you were talking to the people that supported other candidates.
Yeah.
And you make a very valid point, and we've been pushing really hard on this. My candidate that I stood behind in the primaries didn't win. And I understand trying to support your candidate up until he no longer is in the picture for the running.
Right.
And that point came. And when that point came, I said, okay, like we said yesterday, this is a binary choice. It's going to be either Hillary or Trump. There is no other answer.
No.
Writing in somebody else just to make you feel better doesn't work. Staying at home doesn't work. And I want to make this point. Last presidential election, over 2 million, some say up to 5 million Christians stayed home.
Stayed home.
Right.
Because they didn't want
a Mormon
as president.
Yep.
And since that time, because they stayed home, we now have same-sex marriage. DOMA's been repealed. Abortion laws are getting turned down in the Supreme Court more and more and more. I mean, for the right to life side. All
Muslim Brotherhood lives
home.
Here now?
Yeah. All because they stayed home.
Right.
So if they stay home this time, they have to take blame. They have to literally take the blame for anything that they hold near and dear in their faith that is destroyed on their own shoulders. That blame is on them.
Yeah.
100%.
And for those people who say, well, I'm going to wait for 2020 for Cruz or Rubio or whatever, let me tell you something.
There won't be a 2020 if
550% increase by Hillary to bring Muslims into this country who will all be voting Democrat. That's like a million a year. That's 4 million new Democratic votes right there.
Right.
She will put some type of amnesty into effect or corrupt the system in another way that there'll probably be another 5 million illegals voting who will all vote Democrat. This is the end of the Republican Party, folks. There is no 2020.
Well, let me say this. If you want to wait for Cruz, and I'm saying fine because I didn't know where you're going. If you want to vote for Cruz in 2020, fine. Vote for Cruz in 2020. But this is not 2020.
That's right.
This is 2016, and Cruz's name is not on the ballot.
Yeah. Right.
It's not there.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, Cruz knows it's not there. He's out campaigning for Trump.
Yeah. Right.
All right.
Exactly.
So if you're going to stay home, when everything you believe in and everything you hold near and dear to your heart is done away with, understand it is on your shoulders.
Yeah, absolutely. If you want there to be a chance in 2020,
right,
you better vote Trump this time around.
Right.
Because, you know, if somebody wants to try and primary Trump out after 4 years, knock yourselves out. That's the least you've got an option there. You will not compete with Hillary because you know what? There will be so many new Democratic voters. The country will not be the same. The demographics change. There is no 2020 Republicans. None. Stay home if you want. Go ahead and vote for that ignorant paid-for spoiler McMullen if you want, but it's on you.
And I'm fine with the Republican Party going away or morphing into something. You know,
it needs to,
because the Republican Party does not represent the Republicans anymore.
Right. Yeah.
The vast majority of the Republicans, the elitist Republicans have got to be shown, taught a lesson that, you know, Paul, the Paul Ryans, the Mitch McConnells,
right.
the John Boehners, I mean, look what happened to Eric Kander, although he will argue that he's doing great.
Yeah. Let's take a call from Mike in Ann Arbor. Jeff Jones, we've got coming in at the bottom of the hour. We're going to give him some extra time. But, Mike, welcome to the show.
Hi, Gary. I just want to report on where I voted today. I normally vote right at 9 o'clock. I let the people that go to work get there and be able to vote and go back to work. And last time when I voted in the presidential election, I was 192. Today at 9 o'clock again, I was 258. So that's a heavier count. And this is when Obama was running against Romney. I didn't have any red, and darn it, I wore a blue shirt. And it dawned on me, holy mackerel, they must think I'm a Clintonite.
You're an operative. You're a Republican operative.
You just threw off the whole polling scenario. You know that, don't you, Joe?
No, but there was believe it or not, there was an awful lot of red there. And I talked to a couple people out there after I got out from voting, and every one of them said, we got to get rid of this government. We can't let her in. And it was an awful lot of young white men. You know, the guys that work in the fields, the guys that are construction workers and things like this. And I can't see those guys voting for Hillary Clinton. And it looked like a lot of hunters, too. So
that's a Second Trump Amendment. Vote.
Yeah, I had a buddy from Northville vote this morning. And Northville is kind of a little more affluent, you know, a lot of kind of lib people with the progressive thinking. He said about 51% red this morning by what he was looking at. You know, and so I'm not saying that Northville is necessarily a Democratic area, right? But there are people that probably don't want to speak up or show that they're Trump supporters, and then there are those progressives. So more than half being red in Northville, I think, is a good sign.
That is a good sign.
Yeah.
Well, anyways, it looks good for Trump from what I saw. I didn't see a lot of, highfalutin women going in there. I saw more working-class people.
Well, I'm a highfalutin woman. I'm getting ready to go.
Oh, well, vote for Trump.
All right. Well, thanks for the call, Mike. Appreciate it. And we've got candidate Jeff Jones, congressional candidate, at the bottom of the hour. See you in a minute.